Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of our Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1112, first written on May 29th, 2014. Proverbs 20, verse 12. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them. Our verse today is one of those many standalone verses found in Proverbs, a short, to-the-point truism that has significance for us. The verse is pointing more to the obvious, that God is a creator and he made ears hear and eyes see. The hearing ear indicates listening, learning, observing. There is much to hear. There are songbirds chirping in the morning. There is a sound of a coming thunderstorm off in the distance. The wind makes a sound as it rushes through the trees. There is also the noise of a city, like the sound of traffic, the clicking of keyboards, the ringing of cell phones, the chatter of people. There must be more to it than just that. The hearing ear. Hearing the pleas of a tired parent who feels like she is losing touch with her teenager. The sadness of the voice as one recognizes a loved one inching closer to death. The excitement of a young couple as they talk about their upcoming wedding. The question of someone who wants to believe in God but is not sure. The welcome from someone who is desperately looking for a person to break his loneliness and have a real conversation. The hearing ear. I wonder how often we miss things. One of the common expressions that was used to catch the attention of Jesus was the word mercy. Lord, have mercy on us. The leper said that. Those wanting help for the injured and sick said that. Have mercy. Jesus heard. Jesus had hearing ears. Sometimes it's not what a person says, but how they say it that is just as important. Some have trouble expressing themselves, or they don't want to just come out and say how they feel, so they feast around for words and circle around the subject a few times. The hearing ear catches that. They sense a troubled heart that wants to talk. This is important for parents. Kids won't very often come out and say, Bible class is boring to me. They know you'll hit the roof if they say that. They sometimes want to say that, but they can't, so they stammer around the topic. Hearing ears pick up what's going on. There is a problem. There's a disconnect between the child and the teacher, or the child and the topic. Something is not right. Hearing ears get that. Shepherds of God's church must also have hearing ears. Like kids, many of us have trouble just saying exactly what's bothering us. We fear that we will be thought of less if we really tell them what's on our mind, so we don't. We fear that the leadership will think that we are dumb or we skirt around the topics and play at verbal hide-and-seek with the elders. Hearing ears will get that. They will pick up on something that's not right. Good shepherds will guide a person gently into the problems that may be and help them find the solutions that are there. Hearing ears. This is not the only time this concept is found in the Bible. Jesus often said, "He who has ears, let him hear." Many folks have ears. I guess medically it's possible to not have ears. There was a temple guard who had his ear cut off by Peter when Jesus was arrested. He got that fixed immediately thanks to Jesus. I've seen big ears. I've seen little ears. I saw a wrestler once who had a cauliflower ear. I've never met a person who had no ears. Yet with all of these ears, so few truly hear. One of the marks of a follower of Christ is to have ears that hear. We need to notice and recognize those among us who are struggling. Often, it's obvious, but too many times, we just don't listen. We need not to ignore the voice of the young, nor the voice of the aged. Both are important. Both have concerns and different needs. One of the saddest complaints is for a person to be in a church family and no one hears him. He needs attention. He needs guidance. He needs help, but everyone is off in their own world and no one hears. The hearing ear couldn't be found. Such a person feels distant and not a part of the group. Loneliness, rejection, and unloved, they drift away and no one notices until it's too late. What happened? Hearing ears didn't pick up on their plea for help. It takes time to develop a hearing ear. It begins, as James tells us, by being quick to hear and slow to speak. That's tough for many of us. We like to talk. We like to tell our own story. We like to hear ourselves. Talk less and listen more. Really listen. Why do they use the words that they use? Why did they say what they said? Do they really mean that? Ask, seek, listen, observe. The hearing ear will pick up on things that is more than just the problems and the issue. The hearing ear will hear the sound of joy and love. It will hear the sound of compliments and encouragement. It will hear the goodness and the kindness being done. A hearing ear will praise God and be thankful to God that it's cherished and loved. Hearing ears, do you have that? What do you hear? Listen to what is around you today. You may be amazed at what you hear. You may find lots of opportunity for you to share God's word and touch lives. It's there. It's all around you. All you have to do is listen. Thank you so much for listening.